Welcome once again to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, inviting you to hear a wonderfully romantic piece of choral music written by a man who, like many fine composers, began a law degree, but in the midst of the legal studies, was compelled to change to composition and immersed himself in the musical languages. This visit is called Requiem by Heinrich von Herzogenberg. Herzogenberg's life spanned the years from June 10, 1843 to October 9, 1900. He was an Austrian composer and conductor descended from a French aristocratic family. He studied music at the Vienna Conservatory with Felix Dessau, and it was during this time he developed a friendship with Johannes Brahms. In 1874, he moved to Leipzig, where, with Philipp Spitta and several others, founded the Bach Society. Although many suggest that he lived in the shadow of Brahms, his output was strong, and over the past 8 years or so, many recordings of his works have surfaced, giving us all a chance to know this master. For many years, he was director of the Master School for Composition in Berlin, and after the death of his wife, Elizabeth, buried himself in his work. He wrote many concert works with sacred texts, three oratorios, several orchestra works, including two psalms, a mass, a requiem, several motets, a sacred cantata, along with two symphonies, and many part songs, with and without accompaniment for all voice combinations. Our listening treat today is Herzogenberg's Requiem, which was written in 1891 and published in Leipzig. It is unfortunate that Johannes Brahms never came around to the acceptance of the music of Herzogenberg and could not recognize his genius before Brahms died, 3 years prior to the death of Herzogenberg. It is interesting to note that before Elizabeth, his wife, died, she was able to send a note to Clara Schumann and said, and I quote, "I'm going to send you Heinrich's Requiem in the piano arrangement. I boldly claim that it is such a beautiful, mature piece, so simple and intelligibly free of all overloading, and so genuine in feeling, that it is certain to make its way." End quote. The Requiem has six movements, requires four mature soloists and one boy alto, a mixed chorus and orchestra. Conductor Matthias Beckert now leads the four soloists, the Monteverdi Choir of Würzburg, and the Thüringen Philharmonie of Gotha, in the new recording of Requiem by Heinrich von Herzogenberg. You have just heard the Requiem, Opus 71, by Heinrich von Herzogenburg, in 6 movements, with 5 soloists, mixed chorus, and orchestra. Matthias Beckert led the Monteverdi Choir of Würzburg and the Thüringen Philharmonia of Gotha, and you heard it here on Going Beyond Words. For the past hour, you've been listening to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. This visit was called Requiem by Heinrich von Herzogenburg, and I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, thanking you for being there and inviting you to join me again as choirs and vocalists around the world continue to express themselves just for you. Going Beyond Words is enthusiastically endorsed by the American Choral Directors Association. Try to attend a vocal or choral concert this week, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2019.